Hello everyone, this is Jake McMahon again. Everybody that listened to my previous podcast on July 1st may recognize me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to explain a little bit and then I'll dive straight into this. Basically, on July 1st, I did a test of a few Inuetics voices, as you guys remember. And I told you guys that there would be a second test coming out, as there was a new version released with some changes. I'm going to kind of explain what the issues were that we were having the first time around. We were not able to select a Sappy 5 voice that was made by Inuetics and keep it there as the default voice in the system control panel. I have notified the director of that, and hopefully that is fixed in this new version that we're about to test. So I also was mentioning on my last podcast that my voice was included with this package, the last one. I don't think it is now because of the fact that there is, you know, that was just a test to see what the voice actually sounded like. I wasn't going to be a premier voice on their shop or anything like that. Maybe I will in the future, because I'm going to try to make a voice with them. Keep your mouth shut. Okay? Whatever you hear in this podcast, you know, don't. If you know it, you know it. Okay? But anyway, this new version has some new features. I'm not going to get into everything, but I'm going to test this with a different program. Last time we used Inuetics TTS Reader Editor, excuse me, I'm going to use DSpeech, one of my favorite programs. So I'm going to go back into DSpeech. I already have it open here, so DSpeech is open. So I'm going to select one of the previous voices. This is Inuetics.
This is Inuetics Martha.
Okay, that's awesome. That's great. So she still works as advertised. So let me see what else is available in this thing.
Context menu, English left 30, Sepstro Bell C. English left 30, Aubrey 16, Microsoft, Scansoft Emily, Synthetic Dave, Carol C. Alan A, Devon 2, right, Devon 2, Amy, Aubrey 6, Microsoft, Scansoft Emily.
Okay, so we don't have any UK English voices, so that's pretty much out of the picture. Because, honestly, I think the UK English voice has already been released. I don't know if they're making a new version of him. The last version of him was like in 2011.
English left 30, English left 30, Sepstro Bell
C. So I'm going to select
Tamer T.
Tamer. Tamer, whatever.
Below this is an Inuetic stammer.
Land.
Below this is an Inuetic stammer.
Land. Hello, this is an Inuetic stammer. Land. H-E-L-L-O, period, space, T. Space, T.
I need to put a
D.
Capital.
T, space, period, O-L-L-E-H, land, H-E.
Let's see if that fixes the problem.
Hello. This is an Inuetic stammer. I am a mean girl.
Okay, really, her voice is okay. I think that, you know, it's the same as last time. Pretty much, you know, the same as it was when I tested her on July 1st. So we're going to erase this text right here, and we're going to try something totally new.
Context menu, Italian subject, English left 30.
We're going to select another voice.
Central Bell, C. Tamer, T. Martha, M. John, J.
Wait a minute.
VW Paul, J.
I am included in this package. Well, we'll give myself a test.
Leaving menu edit.
Okay. Land. Okay. He didn't hesitate, did he? So what we're gonna do is we're gonna keep.
Shut your ass up.
Okay. This is a test of.
This is a test of the new geek voice from the NOX text to speech.
Okay. That's interesting. So, now we're going to get to the part that we've all been waiting for. Most of us have been waiting for this. You know, this is one of the most, you know, long-awaited voices between me and a lot of other people. Everybody was talking about this one. You know, some of them played with the online demo on NOX website. So what I'm going to do
Let's
see what's up with John.
Alright.
My favorite phrase.
Please turn to him 520.
Land.
Please turn to him 520.
Oh, they've improved him.
News Talk 940 WMAC.
Well, I see what I did.
Land. C-A-M-W. Space W. Space M, space W, space 0 4.
News Talk 940 WMAC.
Land C A M.
News Talk 940 WMAC.
Land.
Land. Let me test it with the analytics.
Menu edit. Mozilla Thunder. Tech. Mozilla.csm. Literature and our sales automatic. Search the internet as P commands. K. See more. Search. Documents left there. Leaving menus. Virtual recorder dialog. TTS. Search the internet. A bit of file left there. A bit of. See more. Search. Programs. TTS editor. T. Leaving menus. The Notix TTS editor dialog. Read from startup 4 button. Read from saves. Voice combo box. The Notix chamber 2424. The Notix Martha. The Notix John. Saves up. Read from startup 4. Head voices button. Clear text control. Open file control. Land. Volume edit. Land. P. Land. A. E. Land. P. E. Land. Open file. Clear text. Head voices button. Read from startup 4. Save sound file. Read from.
Everyone edit. Please turn to him 520.
All. None. Open file, volume edit. Open file, clear text, head voices button. Read from start of 4, read from cursor F5 button, read selection F8 button. Read from start of 4 button. Volume
Everyone
edit.
Please turn to him 520.
Left right slider, 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 volume edit. Open file control plus over, clear text control, head voices button. Read from start of 4 button, head voices, clear text, open file control. Volume edit. Land. Open file, volume edit. Seven.
Okay, let's see how that works.
Open file, clear text, head voices button. Read from start of 4 button.
Everyone, please turn to him 527.
Oh yeah, this is a real good voice. You're talking broadcasting style. Okay, I want to try something here. This is interesting. This is really, really getting interesting.
Left right slider, 50%. Left right volume edit. Land.
Okay, let's see.
Land.
This.
H-T. J-O-H-E. Open file, clear text, head voices button. Read from start of 4 button.
This is John.
Okay, I see what they've done. On the online demo, they had these voices had a slight British accent because of the fact that I guess they were using some sort of a British phonemic set. I don't know, but now there are a lot more.
Open content, volume edit. When.
Let's see.
When.
Something else I wanted to test. There goes the phone again, just like on July 1st. When, just when. Ignore it.
Call from local marketing.
When.
Let's see.
Call from local marketing.
DW.
Open
file, clear text, add voices button. Read from start at 4 button.
Volume this edit. Is 92.1. WJGA Jackson.
Open file,
so,
volume edit.
Yeah, this voice has a lot of broadcasting quality. It's like this guy is designed for radio. Let me try this.
Open file, clear text, add voices, read from start, save sound file, save sound, read from, add voices button, read from start.
FM 92.
Oh my god. Are you serious? What I want to do is I want to try this. This.
Space DETTIMSNART space NEEB space SAH S. D space AIGROEG space.
Let's see how that works.
Open file, control, clear text, control, button. Read from start.
This message has been transmitted at the request of the Atlanta Department of Emergency Services.
Are you serious? This is one of the best voices I have ever seen in my life.
Left, right, slider, left, right, slider, left, right, volume edit.
So...
period.
Let's do a test in the morning.
Hold on.
9:25.
Open file, clear text, head voices button. Read from start at 4 button. Head voices button. Read from start.
It's 9:25 a.m. in the morning.
That's pretty much the same thing it did on the demo.
Open file, volume edit.
So if I put
G.
time on the end of that.
Open file, clear text, control, percent, head voices button. Read from start at 4 button.
Volume it's 9:25 a.m. in the morning time.
You're talking serious, man. This thing is awesome. So... my tests turned out to be pretty good, for the most part. I have not seen any issue that I'm aware of. I do want to try something real quick. I want to perform one more test, but I'm going to do it in such a way, and I'm not going to use any either of these programs. I'm going to select... Mr. John here in the default voice pro control panel. And then I'm going to use a program I created which uses the default SAP i5 voice, and this will basically give me the test I need to tell the director what's going on here, if it works or if it does not.
Menu, menu, menu.
So I'm going to go straight to the control panel here.
Text, search the input feedback. See more. SAP under multicultural HTML document. Speech settings S. Change text dash speech settings C. Leaving menu settings.
Let's see.
Home. Speed left right slide. Voice combo box. Recognize non-dash. Voice combo box. Recognize. Choose the language you speak with your device combo box.
Okay, I'm not in the right search box edit. Control panel.
Menu edit. Search the internet. Change text to speech settings. C. Leaving menus. Speech properties dialog. Text to speech. Voice selection combo box. Set scroll bell 1 of 24. Alt plus B.
Let's see.
Text you have selected Inoerix Jake as the computer's default voice.
Of course we have. Preview. But honestly, I'm not in the mood to be anybody's default voice. So we're gonna change.
Voice selection. Voice selection. Text
you have selected Inoerix John as the computer's default voice.
Voice selection.
You're talking. Broadcast. I'm serious. The way that this is done is just announcement quality. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna text okay this dialogue. Text
speech, apply button, cancel button, okay button. Pause, home use.
And what we're gonna do is we're going to go into my little program.
Menu, Jake McMahon, documents, D. Leaving menus, file explorer, item view, multi. Voices.
Okay, let me explain what this is first before anybody, you know, really gets jumpy here. I created a program that actually simulates the emergency alert system. So essentially what's going to happen is this thing is going to simulate what happens in a real, you know, transmitted emergency message. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into this program.
EAS generator 1.1.
Okay.
EAS generator 1.1. EAS message generator 1.1.
EAS message generator 1.1.
Message generator emergency alert message.
So we're going to start Land. Off with a we're going to start off with a quick message here.
Land. AHSSIHT Land.
Let's see.
L A D S Y S. R-O-D.
Let's see if that's even right.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This message has been transmitted at the request. This is a test of the emergency alert system. This message has been transmitted at the request of the Georgia Department of Emergency Services. This is a test of...
Okay, that looks good.
Okay, button.
So, there's a chance this might fail, or there's a chance that this might go exactly how it needs to go. So I'm going to press enter on the OK dialog, and we should be, if all goes well, we should have an encoded transmitted message. It's not transmitted anyway, it's just a simulator.
Alert.
Looking good, looking good, looking good.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This message has been transmitted at the request of the Georgia Department of Emergency Services.
And for some odd reason, in my program, for some reason, it's omitting the last footer tone. That has nothing to do with the Inoerix voices. Or nothing like that. That's something on my part. But I'm gonna tell you, guys. You trust me. The people who haven't heard this, you're not gonna want to miss it. Because the people who are very interested in this, you guys are really, 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 really going to be surprised. And when these voices come out, you're really gonna have a ball. But I'm gonna close this off with a few comments. First of all, I found out from the actual developer, the founder, that these voices will be released. They will be $35 each. They will also include, like, they're releasing the voices sometime soon. I don't know when it's going to be. I don't know what's going to happen as far as, you know, there are probably going to be some website changes. They're going to be listed in the eShop, if ever anybody's ever been to the Inuitix website. But they're going to be $35 each. You can either purchase them in a package or at a discount. A package with a discount or a single voice package, which includes one voice. So you can get them all, or you can get whoever you want to buy, such as John, Ian, Martha, Tamer. And they also have the voices in other languages, but I don't cover that area. That's beyond my scope. So, guys, really, this has been an honor, you know, helping the Inuitix team beta test these voices and everything. Yeah, it's really something that, you know, I really truly enjoy. And when these voices are released, they're going to be a must-have for some people, and I mean a must-have. So this concludes my test of the wonderful Inuitix voices, all three of them actually, four of them if you want to count me, but seriously, I'm really not all that important. So there you have it. This has been the second test and the final test of the Inuitix voices until release. So when they release, you guys can play around with them, see what they're like, or you can just visit the online demo right now and play with them. So there you have it. Thanks for listening.